Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Huh?
Are they still there?
I don't know.
Do you think they've forgotten about us?
I think so.
I think they have.
I think what we do know is, though, that we've got some trade union and Congress biscuits.
Yes, but we have promised that we're going to be on our best behaviour this time.
Well, for a bit.
We had some complaints.
We did, didn't we?
We did. Particularly, in fact, about what happened after part three of the last shed.
That's right, the singing.
Yes, and then part four was totally unintelligible as far as we can...
The singing,
yeah. Neither of us have dared listen back to it, but never mind.
No, we haven't. And
anyway, I'm Damien, and you are...
Oh yeah, I'm Richard.
Yes.
That's right, and that's not really the reason why I forgot to say what my name was. It's just, we're sat in a very strange part of the shed, which we normally don't come into.
No.
And you probably hear the sort of the echoes on our voices. It's because...
We're in the pigeon loft.
We're in the pigeon loft. And we might get stared at by some pigeons in it, because we have to go to the pigeon loft because it's got, like, special computer things up here that we can't have, like, in the main part of the shed.
Yeah, basically the wireless works up here and it doesn't work down there.
It doesn't, but it will do later.
There's only about 6 feet between them.
Well, yeah, exactly, but that's just life, you know.
Maybe so, it's above sea level, maybe something like that. So anyway, what are our best behaviour?
Well, for a bit.
Hey, well, what's that you've got in your hand there?
Let's drink. Yeah, you can have one too. I've opened one for you. See? I told you, it's open. What I would suggest is that we're going to do the serious part first, which is Damien. And then we're going to do the silly bit, increasing the silly bits.
Yes.
Which will be me.
Yeah. We're quite sure what's going to happen because I haven't done this for a while. But
no.
Anyway, here we go.
Yep.
Cheers.
Cheers. Whoops.
Oh, bugger.
You've spilt it on your gremlin's pants.
That's a rather nice fruit bowl you've got there.
It is.
It's some very shiny plums you've got in that fruit bowl.
It is. They're crisp-shaped plums. What are we playing? I don't know.
We're going to play...
Every night my team...
We're going to play One Note World.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm living in a horse-drawn carriage of alarm call. Everybody's walking through my door. Maybe it's time for me.
luxury sports car, driving through an every graveyard, crashing into everything I see.
That's Jim Noir. Fans of PlayStation games and Radio 4 panel shows should recognise him.
Absolutely.
From early works. But yeah, that's actually available for free. Did you hear that?
For free.
You can go and download it at jimnoir.com. Mm-hmm. And you can actually sign up for his rather interesting little Noir Club, where you pay a couple of quid a month, and then you get something over Tinterweb once a month from him. Could be a calendar, could be a bit of writing, it could be a tea towel, I don't know, but you get something. That's One Note World. It's taken from his new EP, Rain Buns and Blank Ends. I don't know what a rain bun is.
No, I don't. I thought that was very, well, it was obviously very 1960s, very sort of nuggets or, not nuggets, but more like pebbles or one of those sort of...
Gravels.
Oh, yeah, what's the other one? There's pebble, rubble. And it's very much like one of the sort of soul's influence tracks from the 1960s.
It's like those little black bits of like round stuff that they put in tarmac. You know, like those little pebbles.
The wee ones?
Yeah. Or is it like those little ball bearings that you used to find on lots of
you mean like Jim Noir or the 60s compilations? You worry me.
Jim Noir, maybe he's just made of ball bearings.
Maybe
that's why he sounds like he's made it. It's called in a tin can.
Hey, yeah. Shock it! I don't know that.
Tinoir. Okay.
Wasn't it a French painter?
Possibly.
Ah, you're right. Mm. See, and you.
Right, we're going to move on now, and in full Rolf Harris style-y, I want you to basically figure. Let us know. Answers on postcard. How long it takes you before you figure out exactly what this is. Thank you.
got me a movie. I want you to know. Slicing up eyeballs, I want you to know. Girl, you so groovy, I want you to know. Don't know about you, but I am Moonshine. I'm the loser, I am Moonshine. I'm the loser, I am Moonshine. I'm the loser, I am Moonshine. I'm the loser. Wanna grow up to be a debaser, be a debaser, be a debaser, be a debaser.
Hey, flipping heck. Hey, I tell you what, I never
had flipping.
Hey, it is, isn't it? Like, it is, I'm afraid. Yeah, I'll put it down. It's not often you hear an Afro pop stroke highlife version of a Pixies track, is it?
No, though? And not mixed in with a bit, bunch of like chamber music.
No, I was thinking it's a bit sort of a weird amalgam, if I'm allowed that journalistic phrase, a weird amalgam of a Philip Glass record and a highlife record. It was a good mix, wasn't it?
It is good. That is Albino's take on Debaser, and it's from a rather rather affectionate, if somewhat bewildering, tribute album. By Undercover... This is a mouthful. Right, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
The album is called Undercover Presents 100 Plus San Francisco Bay Area Musicians Play a Tribute to Pixies Doolittle with Music Director Aaron Novick.
Oh dear.
That's the album title. Takes quite a while to say it. But it's available on Porto Franco Records, and you can find them at Porto Franco... PortoFrancoRecords.com.
Yeah.
All one word, apart from the .com bit, of course. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it is well worth your time.
Yeah.
It's a completely bonkers album.
Isn't it funny? Sometimes it covers, and I say this because the reason I'm suddenly starting to interrupt now is the fact that when we were recently in Portugal, on my holidays with my lovely girlfriend.
Yeah, you did tell me you had a bit of a problem with the Portuguese Man of War. But...
Yeah, I had a lot of problems with the Portuguese wine as well, to be honest, but there you go. Sometimes covers from the most unlikely sources or done in the most unlikely manner really sort of bring something out of the track. And that, actually, you could... I mean, the lyrics suit that music brilliantly, don't they?
Yeah.
Because I got a Brazilian Nuggets record where some Brazilian band had decided to cover Pushing Too Hard by The Seeds and done it in completely in Portuguese with a little girl singing Pushing Too Hard, and it's actually, well, I think it's better than The Seeds version, which is saying something. Mm-hmm. And it's always one of those things where there are certain elements in a track that get unlocked by another particular style. I love that.
I think that shows it proves, I mean, a lot of people think of the pieces as being like really sharp and kind of aggressive and this and that, but they knew how to groove and they knew how to crash
sure
the
tune.
And there's some, I mean, basically you've got to hear the version of Monkey Goes to Heaven, which is completely stripped down and is done almost with an a cappella female veil.
Female voice.
It's quite ridiculous. But then there's other stuff in there that maybe doesn't work so well, but you can tell that they've all tried to do something a bit different. And the ones that play it too similar don't work. Ones who just try to do a repeat of it don't work.
But
I mean, I'm not really a big fan of all these tribute albums of, like, when you get a bunch of acts kind of covering a song by an artist, because a lot of them is like kind of look at me, how great I am.
They don't really do anything with it, do they?
No, but this is something different. It's to say it's come from left field, it would be a disservice to
disservice.
Basically, it's come out of nowhere, but it's well worth your time. Yep. Once again, I'm not going to read the whole thing out, but when the cover presents, you can find them online. Aaron Novick, you can find, he's a man who likes his clarinets, that's all I'll say about him. And Porto Franco Records are doing some pretty good stuff at the minute. Yes, they are. But I think, to be honest,
doing now, then?
There just aren't enough trumpets in our life, Richard. Every trip on public transport was as enjoyable as that.
And some fella singing at you. He said, I'm going to get me some Chinese food.
Yes. All I want when I go through town on a tram is I want a big bunch of trumpets and a guy singing me about what stop he's getting off at.
And oh, you've got some...
It's genius. That's Chris from the absolutely incredible compilation album Fania Records, or Fania Records, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I prefer Fania, just because of the way I say it.
Yeah.
Fania Records, 1964 to 1980, the original sound of Latin New York. It's available on Strut Records. Basically, Fania was a big, obviously, kind of label in New York throughout the kind of funk times, as it were. Mm-hmm. And basically, you've never heard as many trumpets in your life as on that album.
Correct.
But it's just genius. It's like a couple of CDs, if not three, of absolutely outstanding kind of source of just stuff like that.
I thought you were going to say salsa-based dips there for a minute.
Well, I was going to say, and then I realised where I was going in my head was quite inappropriate.
Salsa-based
dips. No, I shall keep that later. But yes, that was Joe Batan, and the song was Subway Joe, and you really need to get
up
to strut-records.com.
I'm enjoying all this.
Get a hold of it.
Yeah.
Trust me, Strut Records, it's way up your street.
Way up my street.
Yes, I've just grabbed something, and they've released a bunch called Nigeria 70.
Get me
it's like
that.
African funk. It's genius. Right, okay, and then from the sublime to the frankly ridiculous. Yeah, you saw it was coming there, I know.
I did.
But this is the Scaramanga 6.
Oof.
And it's a song called I Can See a Murder. And it's not exactly what you think.
No. is that about? Are they normal?
Oh dear.
That is.
Oh God.
And you said they're from Hebden Bridge?
No, they're from, well, they're on a Leeds label, but I have a feeling they've spent time in Hebden Bridge.
Oh yeah, for sure, they definitely have.
Yes. The Scaramanga 6, they're honest, that's a bit, I'm not joking, that is one of the gentler songs on the album.
Really?
Yes.
It sounds like someone's like torturing Alvin Stardust.
Well, it does sound like someone got Sparks and Whitesnake together.
Yeah.
And then said, right, do something completely over the top. But, yeah.
That's just mental.
I can't imagine that being anybody's cup of tea, but I have to say, it's so bonkers. I absolutely love it. I love it. It's insane.
It's brilliant.
It's absolutely insane.
It's awful.
And wait till you hear them.
It's brilliant.
Wait till you hear them try and singing like opera voices. It's incredible.
Yeah, that wasn't an opera voice.
No, there's a woman as well.
There's a lady
in that band, and she goes high.
I'm gonna have to have another trade union conference biscuit to get over that.
Yes.
Forever wrong.
Scaramanga 6, for anybody who hasn't ran away now,
is available
on the RAF Records label.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. That song was called I Can See a Murder. And
I've just heard one?
Yes. Oh, you can find them at the Scaramanga 6 all one word .co.uk. I am not spelling that for you.
No.
I will spell WRATH records.co.uk because Wrath Records. Honestly, it's so much fun.
Mm.
It's insane. It's bonkers. Mm. It's not right in the head.
No, that's not right in the head.
That's kind of why we like it. Well, I like
we
it.
We do like it. No, I like you that.
Will,
I like that.
You will, I'm going to repeatedly play it to you when we go to Germany. If I read, I'm going to play that in the car.
In the car.
And Mac's driving.
No.
We may not make it.
Mac, our technical guy, will probably leave us. If you see two hitchhikers in the middle of August, looking forlorn by the side of the road near Nijmegen on the German border.
Why oh why oh why oh why.
Please give us a lift to Halden. Because oh. Our phone is out. Anyway, we're going to listen to him now.
Okay, we're going to go to something which is still a bit rocky, but nowhere near as bonkers as that. But this is some old friends of ours, Loreno Amps.
Oh, cool.
It's from their album, which was released earlier this year, but of course we took our time to get around.
Well, yeah.
But trust me, it's worth waiting for.
Music's not got a timeline, man.
My head is full of voices I can't kill. No rest, respite. They keep me up all night. She walks on air with locks of auburn hair. One last caress is all that they request. Never, ever, ever will I'll be alone.
Lone, lone, lone.
Never, ever, ever will she ever be alone.
Lone, lone, lone.
She knows everywhere she turns, his eyes are watching her. She knows everything she does, plays over in his mind like a movie. Voices I can't kill, no rest, respite. They keep me up all night. I walk their line, I walk right down her spine. Her throat, so wide, will breathe for one last time. Never, ever, ever will she ever be alone. Never ever will she ever be alone.
She knows everywhere she turns, his eyes are watching her. She knows everything she does.
that's one of the more out there songs on the album, but I think we needed something to keep up with the Scaramanga 6, and that worked.
We did.
But Loreno Amps, I think they're great. There's a lot of the more kind of country-tinged rock stuff that fans of theirs from the past still on their new album, but you can see this now.
Oh, sorry. Slow down there, Richard. Anyway, carry on. Sorry about that.
You just screamed up.
Someone did scream.
Backside. It's a bit strange.
Screamed up your backside.
Yes, it felt like
easy,
it.
Easy, easy. Yeah, carry
on. Unsettling. I just forgot where I was there. Yes, Scottish band, Loreno Amps. Sound like they're going to throw up at any point. Yes, Loreno Amps, that was Never Be Alone from the album Appetite, and that's on Our Melody Records.
Oh, yeah, it was a great label. Absolutely great label.
www.armelodi.com or Loreno Amps. I knew I'd do one of them.
Yeah.
Loreno Amps, all one word, .com. I think they're great. Now, what was that screaming about?
That screaming. Shall we just hear some screaming?
Yeah. Well, I want to know. Something just screamed.
What? Something just screamed at us. Yeah. Did you? Right. It was this. Janice Graham band. I can't remember which label they're on, actually. Never mind. They're from Manchester.
With wearing a cardigan.
I don't think they'd get away with wearing a cardigan. Not making a noise like that.
Actually, I don't like cardigans.
You know?
No. I've got something against them.
Nah, I'm not a big fan of them.
No. Jumpers are fine.
I don't like jumpers either.
Oh, I like jumpers. I even like turtlenecks.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't like being in case.
As Half Man Half Biscuit said, they kind of break up the ennui.
Yeah, well, hopefully. Hopefully also broke up the ennui.
That was murder.
Murder. Murder. It's murder. Cracking record, is that?
It was murder.
Murder. And it is the Janice Graham Band.
And they're available wherever you can find Janice Graham Band.
Yeah, they're Manchester band.
Graham.
Graham.
Not Grahamy.
Grahamy?
Yeah,
Graham. You were trying to make the point that it has an H rather than an E, weren't you?
Yes. It's then agreed. It's Graham.
Hey, I tell you what, it's amazing that the...
It's been a while, hasn't it, Richard?
The capacity...
We're not in sync yet. It's true.
The capacity for the human brain to understand other people. Do you know what I mean? It's really great, but that's a really crap way of carrying on for this. So we should carry on and do something else.
To just take a breath and bring... End of part one.
Part one. Ended.